What's next for the Florida Times Union building on Riverside Avenue? As the staff moves downtown, the owner wants to redevelop the waterfront property. But as Jacksonville Daily Record associate editor David Cotton tells us, a big, watery hurdle remains. I'm Jessica Palumbo, and this is your business brief. So, David, a little history here. The Morris family still owns the property there?
They do, even though they sold the Florida Times Union along with several other assets in 2017. They still own that property there, and as you mentioned, with the Times Union staff moving closer to the urban core downtown, it looks like development plans are starting to surface.
The family is trying to redevelop the property themselves?
They are. That's the plan right now. But there's a big hurdle in the way right now, and that is what to do with McCoy's Creek. As we know, McCoy's Creek opens up into the St. Johns River right there underneath the Times Union property. The Morris family would love to do what they call daylighting it, opening it up. Right now, it's covered with, you know, buildings and asphalt. But there's also an issue because the city's trying to focus some resources into that. You know, it's part of the Emerald Necklace chain, and, you know, there's a big effort right now to beautify that. So it comes down to who pays for it.
Yeah. The Groundwork Jacks project is working to revitalize McCoy's Creek in the Brooklyn area. The city is working on part of it. Why does the family want to open that up?
They think it could be a good asset for the riverfront there. I mean, when you think about where the Times Union building is, it really is almost the entrance to downtown Jacksonville. You've got a beautiful stretch of the Riverwalk there, and I think it would be a great amenity for whatever development we eventually see there.
So you say eventually. It sounds like these plans could maybe still take years to figure out among the city and the family?
Likely. I mean, just like with any development, especially on the scale they're thinking of, this thing takes a lot of planning. It has to go through the Downtown Investment Authority. There could be incentives involved. We have a bit of an idea of what they would like to do.
What's that?
We're talking about some apartments, some green space, some riverfront dining. There could be an office component there, but I think the Morris family realizes there's enough office space in downtown Jacksonville right now.
And likely all of that with a view of a new creek.
Yeah, that would be great to have McCoy's Creek open, especially with the work that Groundwork Jacks is doing and also the city is doing to beautify that whole stretch.
And the staff of the Times Union is moving downtown eventually. When is that happening?
Well, they're expected to go downtown later this spring. They're going to be in the Wells Fargo Tower right there on Independent Drive.
Look for some changes to 1 Riverside Avenue. It will no longer be the Florida Times Union headquarters. That's Jacksonville Daily Record associate editor David Cotton. I'm WJCT News Director Jessica Palumbo, and that's your business brief.